This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Broncos have officially named Sean Payton as their new head coach. The former New Orleans Saints coach agreed to a five-year contract. Payton led the team to its only Super Bowl in 2009. He took last season off and worked in broadcasting. The Broncos will send this year's first round and next year's second round pick to New Orleans as compensation. Payton is tasked with ending the Broncos' seven-year playoff drought. The team finished 5-12 last season. Home prices in Metro Denver are falling, and demand is hitting the brakes over rising interest rates. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has the latest data from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors.
Home prices in the area fell 3% from December to January, and were down 1% from last year, the data show. That's not a lot, considering the median home value is still up double digits compared to pre-pandemic levels. One thing propping up values is that there's not a lot of homes available for sale. Homes are taking significantly longer to sell, which is good for buyers. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Grand Junction Regional Airport is getting a $4 million grant from the state. Governor Jared Polis announced the Division of Aeronautics grant this afternoon while visiting the airport. The money will be used to rehab a general aviation runway, which will free up capacity on the primary runway used by commercial passenger planes. Grand Junction is one of nearly 20 small airports around the state getting a funding boost. Others include Delta's Blake Field, Fort Morgan Municipal Airport, and Moffett Airport in Craig. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.